Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Square Haunting, Five Writers in London Between the Wars, by Francesca Wade. Read by Corey James. I like this London life in early summer, the street sauntering and square haunting. Virginia Woolf, Diary, 20 April, 1925. Prologue. A few minutes past midnight on Tuesday, 10 September 1940, an air raid struck Mecklenburg Square. From number 45, John Layman heard gunfire rumbling in the distance, the hum of aeroplanes at an insistent crescendo, until three whistling, ripping noises directly overhead were followed by the unmistakable tinkling of breaking glass. Climbing out of bed, he opened the blackout curtains to find his windows shattered and the London skyline obscured by flames. His friend Stephen Spender's house on nearby Lansdowne Terrace, usually visible from his second-floor window, appeared to be enveloped in a burning cloud. Well, Layman found himself thinking, surprised at his state of calm, poor old Stephen's the first to go. Layman left his room and hurried downstairs, shouting out to his sleeping landlord as he passed. Before he could open the front door, he felt the building tremble with another explosion. The house seemed to clench itself like a fist for a moment, then silence, he later recalled. And as he tentatively peered outside, he was met with the sight of an enormous bellying cloud of grey dust advancing down the road towards me like a living thing.